Welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc. This is my first ever introduction to me. I'm a young Black British woman living in London, and I'm doing the podcast for a few reasons. First, I want to share my love of true crime. I'm a huge true crime fan, and I love to research and read about it. So I want to share some stories, and I especially want to shed light on Black victims of crime. Second, I feel finance is important. I don't think there are many Black British women sharing their experiences of how to become a homeowner or a landlord or even financially secure. So I feel I can help a lot of people. Finally, the etc. part. This will be about life as a Black woman in British society. So current events, issues that we're experiencing, both positive and negative. I'm a huge lover of carnival, so I will be sharing things concerning both Caribbean and African culture, as I'm actually from both cultures. Eventually, I hope to have guests with me who can also share their experiences of living a Black British life. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. I will be uploading weekly, and don't forget to like, share and subscribe if you do like what you hear. And I will see you in the next episode. Hi, everyone. So today I wanted to talk about this story, which is very, very interesting, about Phoenix Colden. She was 23 years old and she's from Spanish Lake, Missouri, and she was raised in California. Her and her family are very religious, and her main interests are fencing and music. She could play the piano, guitar, and violin. And she was homeschooled beginning in the sixth grade and reportedly didn't go out much. On Sunday, December 18, 2011, they go to church. So they means Phoenix and Phoenix's mother, Goldia Colden. And later in the afternoon, her mother watched her daughter go outside their St. Louis home, getting her black 1998 Chevy Blazer. And Phoenix regularly sat in her car to make phone calls, which Goldia thought was a bit strange. And at 2:20 p.m., Phoenix's father, Lawrence, saw Phoenix drive away in her car and assumed she was going to a nearby shop or a friend's house. And it was actually the last time her family ever saw her. She didn't return home the next morning, and her family reported her missing. About 5:57 p.m., less than 3 hours after she left, her SUV was found abandoned in the middle of St. Clair Avenue on East St. Louis in Illinois, 25 minutes from her home, and the driver's side door was open. Some of her belongings included glasses, purse, ID, and a pair of shoes, and they were all still in the car, but Phoenix wasn't there. And it was impounded at 6:23 p.m. in Illinois, so was not investigated by Missouri police because it's a different state. So her vehicle was entered in the police database as abandoned. Her family only discovered her car was abandoned on January 2nd after a family friend found it in a tow lot. And the police also missed the items found inside and didn't do the inventory sheet as required. And even worse, her family had to complain to the mayor's office to get the impound bill in excess of $1,000 waived. So there's been no activity on her bank account, cell phone, or social media since she disappeared. There have been multiple reported sightings of Phoenix, and none of the sightings have been confirmed. So DNA evidence from her vehicle indicated that no other individuals had been inside other than Phoenix and her parents. In April 2012, a tip that led the family to Texas came from a man who claimed to know her whereabouts and provided the family very convincing details. And her family had already invested much of their money to search for Phoenix, but they spent the remaining of their savings on private investigators to follow up this lead. It was not until the family's money was gone that the man who provided the tip admitted he fabricated the story for attention. He said, Goldia Colden, who's obviously Phoenix's mother, said, "Unfortunately, we will now be losing our family home," she told the Huffington Post. I quote, "We have tried to explain the situation to our mortgage company, but they don't care." So personally, I find it strange that I hadn't heard of this story before November 2021. And Goldia believes this because Phoenix is black. She said, "I know it's because she's black. It's terrible. They don't say it. Phoenix is a beautiful young woman. She's smart. She's talented. She's a champion fencer. Phoenix has a lot to offer this world, and her life is just as valuable as anyone else's, and it's a shame that black people never get media coverage." Her parents also said that law enforcement immediately branded their daughter a runaway, and that neither police nor the media treated Phoenix's disappearance with enough urgency. And unfortunately, many of friends that Phoenix spent time with immediately prior to her disappearance have refused to speak with the family or investigators. Also, Phoenix's family is deeply religious and strict. And after Phoenix disappeared, her family discovered that she never enrolled for the upcoming semester in college and had previously lived with a boyfriend, Michael B., also known as Mike, before moving back home. And it was also discovered that Phoenix was using two mobile phones, one that was paid for under her family's plan and one that she paid for herself and used to communicate with Michael B. And Mike's ex-girlfriend spoke with investigators, and she revealed that Mike could get violent and had been violent with her, and she'd even taken
and filed a restraining order against him. And when she questioned Mike about his involvement in Phoenix's disappearance, he asked her, why are you worrying about someone who's dead? Another hoax the family experienced, they've experienced unfortunately a few, was a young woman who called the home pretend to be Phoenix Colden. And that was said to be untrue. And Phoenix would have been 33 years old on May 3rd this year. A few theories surround Phoenix's disappearance, and one is that she was forced into sex trafficking. In a statement posted by the Missouri Sheriff's Association, Nathan Tate, R. St. Clair, said, the St. Louis metro region is one of the top 20 areas in the country for human trafficking. Another theory is that she met someone who was harmed, as evidenced by those phone calls she kept making in secret, and retired police officer Joe Delia participated in a documentary about Phoenix's disappearance, and he told Fox News, I quote, the area where Phoenix's car was found was East St. Louis, which has one of the highest crime rates in the country. Could Phoenix have been a victim of foul play? Absolutely. And Goldia believes that her daughter is being held against her will and has not been allowed to call home. So this story is really interesting. So if you let me know your thoughts about what could have happened to Phoenix. I use the following sources: medium.com, huffingtonpost.com, oxygen.com, disappearedblog.com, and Wikipedia.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.